When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Are you single and feeling out of the loop? Put away that mouse and get out of the house. Join In The Loop, Seattle's brand new activities club just for singles. Go to InTheLoopSingles.com today.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today's second date update should be a lesson to every guy out there listening. If you're ever out on a date and some other dude comes up and talks to the girl that you're with, you instantly punch that guy in the face.
Whoa.
You don't hesitate. You don't ask what's going on. You just walk up, punch the dude in the face. Because if you don't, you look weak. One.
No.
Two, she's not going to respect you. And three, your date's just going to end horribly. Okay?
You've given a lot of bad advice, but that may win.
Right?
You know?
Travis is on the phone and wants to do a second date update today with a girl named Liz. Travis, don't you wish now that you would have just punched that guy in the face?
God, Jubal, I wish that was the first thing I would have done. I would have just put the drink down and put one right in the nose.
See?
You guys are ridiculous. There's no way that's the answer to any date ever.
Travis, why don't you tell everybody what happened on your date? It sounds like it ended terribly.
Yeah, it didn't go so well. I took this girl out, and while I'm at the bar ordering us a couple of drinks, I look over and this dude is talking to her. And she's not, like, sending him away. She's just sort of talking to them.
Slow down.
Whoa.
You're how far into this date?
15, maybe 20 minutes in. I mean, the date was certainly in progress.
She was talking to a guy 15 minutes to a date. Why would that make you so angry?
Well, I wasn't angry at that point at all. I mean, she was a pretty girl sitting alone at a table at a bar, so I'm not surprised the guy's going to talk to her. But, you know, when I showed back up with the drinks, the dude didn't leave.
That's annoying.
Whoa.
All right, I was joking about the punching in the face thing, but that is annoying when somebody's hitting on the girl that you're with and then you walk up to the table and the guy doesn't leave. It's like, hey, I'm obviously here with her.
Yeah.
You had plenty of opportunity to ask for a number. She could have given it to you behind my back and then you could leave and call her later. But at least leave my date alone.
Right. I mean, I clearly sat the drink down in front of her and sat down right next to her.
Did she seem uncomfortable?
No, not really. Like, at first, I thought maybe she knew the guy, but it turns out she didn't.
So what did you say to him then when you sat down?
I mean, he was there long enough that I just finally introduced myself.
Oh, nice.
Like, hey, yeah. I'm Travis. I'm sort of on a date with the girl that you're hitting on. Would you mind giving us just a few minutes alone, sir?
Right.
And when did the guy finally leave?
He left, like, shortly after I introduced myself. Whether he got the drift or not, I don't know. But when she and I were leaving, I was like, well, that, you know, that was sort of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why didn't you kind of let the guy know you were on a date?
Yeah.
And then she kind of was like, it was no big deal. And that's when I started getting annoyed.
So you were hoping that she would have taken the initiative and been like, hey, you know, I'm sort of hanging out with my buddy Trav here.
Which
could you maybe
nice.
Move it along and let me finish my date with this strapping gentleman?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it could have been a little more subtle, but I mean, at least just get rid of the dude.
So according to your email, it was in the car on the ride home where things got awkward.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, she just kept insisting that it wasn't a big deal, and I just told her, you know, any normal person would have just said, hey, you know, if you'll just excuse me, I'm on a date.
Right.
That's a good thing to say to a first date. Any normal person would have done this. What is wrong with you?
I will say maybe I got a little out of hand, and I stopped the car and told her to get out.
What?
Oh, no.
You made your date get out of the car.
Yeah, I was frustrated, and I didn't have anything to say to her anymore, and I just wanted her to get out of the car. I told her to find another way home.
Oh,
that
my
is the
God.
Most jackass thing I've ever heard.
Why are you even trying to
Yeah, I don't understand why you want to do a second date update with a girl who you kicked out of your car.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel horrible, and, you know, I liked her. I just lost my temper a little bit.
It's a first date, and you kicked her out of the car. Listen, I've kicked a few girls out of my car before, but those are only girls I was, like, in a year, two-year-long relationship with. I can kick them out at that point. But on a first date, you don't kick somebody out of the car.
I know, and that's why I called you guys. And if this works, I just think it's going to be an excellent story.
No way! You sound like you have the worst temper problem I've ever heard. I would tell this girl if she was on the phone not to go out with you again.
Listen, I wasn't the only... She was raising her voice and arguing right back with me. You know, and maybe that's what I like. She's got a little fire in her eyes.
What did she do when you said, get out of my car and walk?
She just kind of stared at me for a second and dropped an F-bomb on me, said she didn't want to hang out with me anyway, and got out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like you think that this is kind of a funny story.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of passionate.
Passionate?
I mean, every couple fights once in a while. We just had ours on the first date.
There you go.
No.
Sounds like you got it all out of the way, so it's all uphill from here. I'm assuming you haven't talked to her since you kicked her out of your car?
She hasn't responded to any of my texts. You know, I sent a couple of apology texts.
Weird.
What did you say in an apology text? I'm sorry for kicking you out of my car?
I said something like, you know, boy, the situation escalated, LOLOL. Listen, I know this whole thing was pretty stupid. I lost my temper. It got out of hand, and I'm really just hoping for a second chance.
Well, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
We're about to call Liz. Travis is on the phone with us. He and Liz went out on a date. You don't need to know too much about their date other than at the end of it, he yelled at her, kicked her out of the car, and made her find her own way home.
So
they haven't talked since. But I think it would be hilarious if we get her on the phone and I go, was it the fact that he yelled at you and kicked you out of the car that's the reason you're not calling him back? And she goes, no, I just noticed at dinner he was using the wrong fork. And I just can't go out with a guy like that. And that's not even the issue at all. Travis, do you think there's any possibility of that, or are you pretty sure kicking her out of your car and yelling at her is what did you in?
I'm almost positive kicking her out of the car. And
almost.
You know, Travis,
oh my gosh,
I don't
Travis.
Think in all the second date updates we've done, I don't think anybody has had a bigger hole to dig themselves out of than you right now.
Well, that's why I called you guys.
Have you been thinking a lot about what you want to say to this girl if you do, in fact, get to talk to her?
I mean, I don't think there's much else to say other than, dear God, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize and to sort of explain myself and just let her know that if she does give me a second chance, that sort of thing would never happen again.
Okay. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, all right?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Liz?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Liz. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
Oh. All right. It just hurt my ego a little bit there, Liz. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Oh, well, all right. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. I like it.
That's funny, Liz.
Listen, Liz, I know it's probably weird to receive a phone call from a radio program, but we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners, and they asked us to call you.
Really?
Yeah, his name is Travis.
Travis?
Yes.
Really? That guy called you?
He did. I'm going to...
What did he say? He's emailing you about me? What did he say?
He is. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say that you probably remember going out on a date with him.
That guy's an idiot.
That's a lot nicer word than I would have used
so,
if I were you.
Travis emailed us to get a hold of you because you're not answering any of his text messages after your date. Understandably, he told us about your date. He said that he got upset with you in the car and you guys argued and then he ended up kicking you out of the car.
He actually told you that.
He did. He told us all about the date and he wanted us to get you on the phone to tell you that he feels really bad.
Oh my God.
And would like an opportunity to try to explain to you what happened.
It was just so weird because, you know, we got along and I thought, you know, it's like the end of the date and we got into this big fight and I ended up having to call myself a cab from a gas station.
Do you mind talking to us for just a second to explain the date in your words? Because he said that he came back and a guy was hitting on you and that's what started the argument.
I'll tell you what happened. I'm sitting at the table. He gets up. This guy comes over from the bar and starts talking to me. He's not being gross or anything. He just starts chatting with me. And we were just talking. You know, I was just trying to be kind of friendly or whatever. And Travis came back to the table with drinks. And there was kind of an awkward moment there. But then it was fine, and, you know, the date went on, and we kind of had a good time. And then nothing happened until the car when we started fighting.
Tell us how that happened.
We got into the car, and he basically said, you should have said something to that guy. And I said, well, you know, if you wanted him to leave, why didn't you say something to the guy? And then he came back with something else. And
come on, Liz, you should have said something to that guy.
Travis, you're supposed to wait.
I can't wait with all this bullshit flying around. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Liz, Travis is on the other line listening. That's Travis.
He's been listening the whole time?
Yeah, he has. It's part of the whole thing that we do. But Travis just ruined it.
Way to go, Travis.
Well, listen, this is why the call. I want to say that I am very, very sorry. I lost my temper a little bit. That's not who I am.
Whatever.
Come on, Liz. Shit happens. You should have sent that guy packing.
Maybe I should have, and maybe things would have been different, but that's just not what happened. So
I know, and listen, I'm really sorry, and all I've been able to do is think about how bad I feel, and I just want to make up for this. I want a second date.
What?
What makes you think you deserve a second date?
Because on a second date, I think I would make you feel really good.
Whoa.
You deserve to go out on a second date with a real man.
What are you talking about?
I was on a date with you.
You're right. We did go on a date, and sometimes real men get upset. But a real man also knows how to take care of business when the time is right.
Oh, gross.
Jeez.
I'm just, you know, I was so attracted to you that half of me wanted to scream, and they're like, the other half of me wanted to make out with you.
What did you just say?
I said I couldn't decide whether I wanted to just yell at you or, like, you know, pull you in the back seat and just start making out.
What?
You wanted to make out with me?
Yes, I was super attracted to you.
Yeah, anytime I want to make out with a girl, I always end up kicking her out of my car.
What else did you want to do to me?
Whoa.
Okay.
Did this just...
You know, anything you were up for.
Like what?
What?
Are you actually attracted to him still?
I don't know. What did he want to do? What did he want to do?
What is going on?
Well, I tell you this, it would have involved a lot less talking.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Are you afraid to tell people what it was you wanted to do to me?
Oh, my God. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm not afraid of anything.
What is going
really?
On?
Then why don't you say it? Why don't you say what you wanted to do to me?
What are you guys doing?
Stop. What is happening right now?
Well, you know that car.
Hey, hold on, Travis. And Liz, what are you guys doing?
Why don't you say it? If you're so bold, why don't you say it on the radio what you wanted to do? Did you want to pull my hair? What did you want to do?
What? Liz, what? Doing?
Is this for real? Hey, are you guys screwing with us right now? Did you set this whole second date up so you guys could...
I'm not screwing with you. I want to know.
Then what are you guys doing? How is this turning into dirty talk between you guys?
Listen, he talked to me pretty dirty online before we ever even went out. I just want to hear it out loud.
I'm still not getting it at all.
You're not mad at him for kicking you out of the car now, or you are?
Yeah, I'm mad at him. I think maybe he needs to make it up to me.
This is weird.
I'm saying that maybe we can just channel that anger and have a really good second date.
You guys, you guys are just f***ing with me, right? You have to be.
I'm not f***ing with you, but Travis?
Oh, God.
Liz!
I'm just being honest.
Liz, you're all like right, rewarding this guy for, I mean, I thought we agreed on he was an ass. What happened to that?
He is an ass, but you know what? Sometimes a girl's got to get hers.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, should I just pay for a hotel room at this point?
You know how much I f***ing love you right now, people.
You know how jealous I am of you right now, Travis?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's like I won the online dating lottery.
Yeah.
This is so crazy.
Travis, I'm letting you know, we're not dating. This is a one-time thing.
That is totally fine with me.
Yeah, of course
it is.
Got this text message in at 78592 about the second date update that we just played. Mm. All it says is, in all caps, what is happening? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I think that's everybody's sentiment.
Uh-huh.
Travis wanted to call this girl named Liz. Travis thought he wasn't getting a call back because he got in an argument with her and kicked her out of the car on their first date. That is the reason that she wasn't calling back. But then they started arguing, and then it turned into like weird sexual tension and then dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically agreed to go out and just hook up.
I didn't get it. I don't...
Recapping, it sounds just as weird as it was.
Yeah, it really is weird.
I still feel a little dirty.
Another text in at 78592 says, this is the first time your show has actually turned me on.
Ew.
Now I have to wait 5 minutes before I get out of my car to go to work. Thanks a lot, guys.
Gross.
Another one that says, Jubal ruined the second date update by interrupting the conversation. It was just getting good. Look, we still are on the radio and have to abide by some guidelines. And as soon as she started saying, do you want to pull my hair? I was just like, I have
Whoa.
To. We have to take the rest of this conversation off the radio, I think, at this point.
I think it just proves how creepy some of you listeners are. What are you thinking?
You know, listeners.
How are you approving?
Just the internet dating world.
Yes.
That's where these two met. And apparently, like when she was arguing, she said, oh, he was talking dirty to me before we even went out. So why not do it now? I think I need to start online dating is what I think. Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, brookeandjubal at movie925.com. We will call the person who didn't call you back.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.